With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Chicken one, chicken two, chicken. It's episode 14, FIFA and the Owl Pitcher podcast. Happy days are here. I hope you're preparing for Christmas in a non-aggressive way. I don't know why you would get aggressive, but do you know what? Christmas can kind of ruin you, so be very afraid. Although, I did a phone call today to my wife, and she was with the kids, and she was in a library, and she answered the phone, and she said, "Don't call now. I'm in a library," which is, I reckon, probably the worst place to answer a phone, isn't it? I think you just turn it off. That, and I've discussed this before, morgues, you know, because of the respect for the soul of the person. Do you believe in that? I don't know. And funerals, you don't want your phone going off at a funeral. Fee-fa-ha-han. That is not the best thing. Unless it's a prank and you've put your phone in the coffin, which if we're being honest, is a weird prank. It could go either way, couldn't it? You know, it's the same kind of thing that you could, you know, when people go, has anybody got anything to say at this wedding? And someone always goes, and it gets a laugh. It can backfire, that joke. So, yeah, basically, no phone calls at funerals, and don't do that, excuse me, you shekta me, at weddings. There we go. And that's the end of today's podcast. What was I going to talk about? I don't know. I never really know what I'm going to talk about. I've got one idea today. One idea. Because last week we spoke. Basically, it's me, isn't it? And hopefully you listen. It'd be a bit weird if you kind of didn't listen, but you listened. Like, you know, sometimes there's people like that, you know. We remain friends, don't we, with people who don't listen to. What's that? Yeah, those kind of people, you know? The kind of people that you look out the window when you're on a bus and you just think, why do we do that? Why do we persevere? Why do we continue to be friends with people that annoy the shit out of us? It's a bizarre one, isn't it? Because they say blood is thicker than friends. I don't know, but family's blood is thicker. I don't know, I'm not a doctor. Is your blood thicker than, apparently the family's blood runs thicker than normal blood. That's why when you go to a blood donor, they go, "What are you going to give, mate? Family blood?" And you have to sit there and think about it. You go, "Oh, I don't know, you know, it's thicker, isn't it?" And they go, "Yeah." It's like painting a wall. You just want to do one coat, and then, but if you want to do two coats, that's family blood, you know? What the shit am I talking about? So if you're sitting there listening, I mean, you're not getting on with the person next to you anyway, but maybe you're sharing the headphones, the great idea that Pitcher had in the late 90s. Maybe you're sharing it, and you're looking at each other now thinking, he's talking the truth. This guy is truth bombing, you know? He is bombing the truth. So I'm going to talk about conspiracy theories, which I think are hilarious. I always feel like when I say the word conspiracy theories, I should go,
so I've got a few ideas.
Because that always seems to be the people that I know that have conspiracy theories are often of the smoking type, or they just wind you up. So I'll talk about that later. I've got four shows in Skåne, so we'll talk about those. Actually, I was in Skåne on Friday. I went down and did a show. I do like tour shows. This is what I've been doing recently, is I do tour shows, but then I do company shows as well, which is, you know, quite cool. I love it. I absolutely love it. You know, I'm not addicted. I've got a bit of a cold, by the way. I'm not addicted to performing. You know, some people are really on the whole time. But, yeah, you get these company shows. And they're ace. They're awesome. But the next day, this is like hashtag first world problem. But I get on the train. I'm near the dog section, aren't I? You know, like Swedish trains have like a hund carriage. It's the most, it's like a living zoo, like on SG. And there's always delays, of course. So the train, you know, the dogs get a bit kind of, you know, when they go, feminuta. So, yeah, I just had this smell of hund. As though I was a vet or something, you know, as though I fixed people's bits, dogs' bits. I just smelt like I'd had a hard day in the animal hospital looking after huns. Basically, I smelt like a very, very weird aftershave that you would get from dog hairs. Is it dog hairs or dog furs? I mean, you might doubt what I do on this podcast, but holy shit me tender. I bring up the real questions. Is it dog hair or dog fur? It's already got you thinking, isn't it? So yeah, I was in there. And then the day before Malmo, I did a show for 15 motor journalists. No microphone, just me. That was a bit awkward. I don't know how many motor journalists you know. I didn't know there was 15 of them. And what else, what can they say, you know, like, what a good car. It's got four tyres and an engine. Another person, the other 14 go, I don't know, it's a bit controversial. Controversial motor journalism, but I did that. So there was no, it was absolutely fun. Quite male, let's be honest, male. Let's say 99% of the audience were male. That percentage doesn't even stand up, I know. But and then I, with no microphone, you just feel like you're the drunk uncle at a wedding, basically. You know, you're just the guy, you're just the family member that's got too drunk and has just got up, you know, and everyone's like, his drink, man, his drink's thicker than his blood. Oh no, he's thick as pig shit. Do you have that in Sverige? I know you have pig shit. Grease spice, is it grease spice? I love you people. Grease spice. Yes, so that's a saying we've got, meaning they're not all there. They're a lussebulle short of a good picnic, basically. Yeah, so I just felt like I was just like shouting at a load of motor journalists. They seemed happy enough. They were, you know, they were cool enough. But that was my day. And then I had Saturday and Sunday off, which was a first for a while. And that was the build up. Now I've got four shows left. I do Lund, Onsdag, Helsingborg, Torsdag, Malmo, Fridag, Kristianstad. It always feels to me like you're just clearing your throat before spitting at a pigeon. Kristianstad. On the Lordak, and that's the final show of the Nemen tour. 15 months, y'all. I started October the 21st, 2014. I finished now December 19th, I think it is, 2015. And remember, I had to write stuff beforehand, and I really, really hope I haven't bored your trousers off you. Like, it's quite an amazing world that I live in, that people come to my shows to write. Hey, heckling myself there. It's quite amazing. People come along. I'm not on TV or anything, but they come along to my shows, and it's brilliant, and I love it. Now, after 70 shows of the Nemen tour, it is soon over, and it will be quite sad on Saturday night. I think the show starts at like 7 o'clock, maybe 7:30. So think of me, will you? At 21:30, I think it'll be. Around about 9:30, there'll be a little guy called Al Pitcher, and he'll be saying, "That has been the Nemen tour. It'll be over." And it feels like I don't know what to do next. I'm going to record a show. I'm going to record it for TV, I hope, if TV are interested. Or I'll do something like deliver it to your letterbox, you know, something like that. I had this kind of thing. I read a little interview with Little Ed Sheeran. Of all the names I was going to bring up, I guarantee you didn't think it was going to be Ed Sheeran. It is. The little red-headed kind of leprechaun type. Very talented. But he's got something like 12 million followers on Twitter. Twitter? The hell's wrong with my tongue? Is it, some days your tongue just can't be asked helping you say the words? Do you ever get that? Some days it just goes, do you know what? I've had enough, and just dives between your teeth, doesn't it? And you just end up going, what, etc. And you're like, just pull yourself in, tongue. Yeah, he's got it on Twitter. Twitter. And he's taking time off social media. And I thought, maybe I should do that. Maybe I should take some time off. Because he said he wanted to see the world as it is. And at the moment, he felt he was seeing the world through a little screen. Isn't that cool? Don't turn off the podcast now if you're on your phone. I suppose you can keep the pod going whilst you're checking things, can't you? Like, checking your other social media. But then if a video plays, doesn't it cut in? So like on Instagram, you're listening to the pod now, and then an Instagram video comes up. Yeah, it's a good thing to think about. And then, so social media, yeah, I was thinking, you know, I was thinking, oh, maybe I should take a break. But I kind of like it, you know, I kind of like having contact with people. I like... It's very weird when you put a photo up, isn't it? You know, I got into this kind of meme world of doing memes, and I love it because it's such a good way to explain a joke, because you have to be really, you're kind of restricted by the amount of words you can use. So you can't over talk and do the joke. You have to be like, boop, boop, boop. But I like it. I find it quite funny, the meme world. And I find seeing photos and describing the photos, I love it. You know, that's been one of my favorite things to do on social media. So I don't think I'll take any time off, you know. Maybe the 24th of December. Maybe I'll just put a dick pic up or something. Nah, I've never done that. Never taken a nude. Never taken a nude of myself. Why would you? Who, I think, actually, probably would go into the cloud, and the cloud would then piss down with rain out of her complete sadness of this photo. So, yeah, I'll probably get into some... I'm talking like I'm retiring or something. No, so I'm going to do the TV. Oh, not TV. It's not going to be bought by TV. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen with it, but I'm gonna do it in April. It's going to be in Stockholm, I think. I think it's a case of trying to find camera people, and I found somebody in Stockholm. So I'll do it in Stockholm, and then edit it. I don't know any of this. I'll just do it, and then I'll tell you about it. It'll probably be like episode 43 or something like that. And then that will be freaky if it is. I can't. Yeah. Maybe. Yeah, and then I'll do it. And then I will do some comedy shows. I think I'm doing Linköping Comedy Festival. I am. I know that. I'm doing Västerås Comedy Festival. I'm doing Uppsala Magic Festival. I'm doing two shows in Uppsala. These are all next year. I'm doing LOL in Stockholm. I'm doing Norrbrunn in Stockholm. So I'm going to be a busy little man. Busy little hobbit. And then it's just all about collecting the new material to do another show in 2017 called Nah Man, Not Again. No, I don't know what it's going to be called. I have no idea at the moment. I'm going to take a month off. That's what I do. I'm taking a month off doing shows. I won't be able to take a month off. I will be still doing the pot. Do you think I'd leave you? Do you think I'd, after getting all these millions of listeners, do you think I'd just simply go away? No shitting way. Spoiler alert. No way. I love the spoiler alert. The spoiler alert annoys the crap out of me, because it just means you can't talk about anything that you've seen. Do you know what I mean? You sort of go, oh man, have you seen The Wire? People are like, no, shush now. Enter spoiler alert. Enter. I'm only on episode one. Don't ruin it for me. And you're like, don't be a dick. But you can't actually... you can't go on social media if you haven't seen an episode, right?
Mm-hmm.
Say you want to watch, let's say, Homeland, and it plays in Sverige on a Monday or Tuesday night. You can't really look at social media, or you can't actually talk to anyone, because just in case they go, oh, you're not going to be, did you see it? Oh, I'm not going to tell you. Not going to tell you, you know, the cat and stuff. You know, the cat. Oh, spoiler alert. Before you'd watch it on a Monday, and everybody would watch it on a Monday. And then you would say to them, phew, see it last night? You know, like Twin Peaks. You know, Twin Peaks, you'd be like, or Dallas. How old am I? Or who killed a mockingbird? What am I talking about? Yeah, so that's good. Spoiler alerts. So there'll be no spoiler alerts. There's no questions this week as well, because I'm doing it on a Monday night. Doing the pod, I thought I'd throw one out. I might do one on Sunday, next Sunday, after I've done the tour, after I feel I think it's gonna be a bit like I saved a canine. Like, I was riding my bike and I swerved and missed a canine who was lying there injured, holding its back leg. So I stopped, got up. I hadn't fallen. I just swerved, stopped, went back to the canine, picked it up, put it in my bag.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So if you can put can you put a rabbit in a bag? Sounds like a sexual thing, doesn't it? Ooh, what are you talking about, rabbit in a bag? Sounds like a euphemism, which is an incredible spelling. Yeah, so you think rabbit, right? Yeah, so you save the rabbit. Then you come home. You wouldn't be able to go into town with a bloody rabbit in your bag. Then you take it to the vet, maybe, or the animal hospital. Or maybe you just make a little bed for it. And then you heal it. It's not injured for too long. And then, after a couple of nights, just sitting next to it in a rocking chair. You know what? It's got a little blanket over it. It just kind of... It's like 4 o'clock in the morning, and then you just hear. You look up, and the rabbit's kind of smiling like a rabbit. Only a rabbit can, okay? So then you throw it a carrot. Drops it, obviously, because it's not going to catch it. You give it a carrot. You give it some carrot juice, which it hasn't tasted, and it freaks its mind out. It's like, in his brain, it's like, it's the future. This is the future. Carrot juice, I'm taking this back. And then you walk past, you leave him, you lock him in the house. He's going to shit everywhere, but you're willing to take that risk. Then you walk, you don't ride your bike now, it's become too frosty, ice and stuff. You don't have winter tires for your bike. And you're thinking, was it the canine that made me swerve, or was it this cold weather? Then you walk past the same spot where you hit the canine, who you now call Bob. Bob the rabbit. You walk past, and there's two smaller canines. And they're looking around, and you can see in one of the canine's eyes, they're missing something. They're missing their dad. But you don't actually know, because you don't know whether it's a female or a male. Buddy rabbit. So you go back after a hard day's work and you think, this canine shouldn't be living with me. And first of all, it's not paying rent and it's drinking shitloads of carrot juice and it's writing down the recipe. So you think, you have to take that rabbit back. You have to take Bob back out into the wilderness, onto the road. So you put him back in your bag, and he knows something wrong or something's happening, because he remembers the last time he was in a bag. But then he remembers the rewards he got. But he starts kicking, and you're finding it tough. You know, got a backpack of rabbit. You go back to the same spot, and there's two little bunnies there. and they look at you and you go, it's going to be all right. I've got something for you. You take this Bob out and he's repaired, you know. He's not injured anymore. And you put him down. You don't put him down. You don't shoot him. You put him on the path where you originally swerved. And he doesn't even look back, but he runs off with his two little rabbits. And a little tear just starts breaking down from your eye. Because a bus doesn't come past. No, and that's it. And that's what it's going to be like in Kristianstad. Oh, God, I've really made that quite emotional, haven't I? Yeah, it's going to be like that in Kristianstad. And it's going to be full on. But I hope you understand that rabbit story. I can't describe it any better than that. I didn't really think that through, did I? I hope that made sense. Let's just say to each other, if we ever meet each other, let's just say, well, that's crazy rabbit story. And you'll go, yeah, it's a bit awkward, wasn't it? And I'll go, yeah, like I'm having a hard poo. Yeah. So, talking of poos, my little daughter, she's my little poo. She's quite an amazing child. Her favourite saying is, Ingenfara, Ingenfara, Papa, Ingenfara. So she starts a fire in the corner of the house. Ingenfara, Ingenfara. Like brings the rabbit home oh, what am I talking about rabbits for? So here we go. Conspiracy theories. That's what we're going to look at. To close episode 14, we're going to look at some conspiracy theories. Have you got your own? Are you thinking of them now? Send them to me. In your mind. That's another conspiracy theory. People think that other people can do mind stuff. So here's one. I've just found where I just want to go through these. I don't know how many I've got sorted here. But anyway, Denver Airport. You know Denver Airport in America? Apparently that's the home of all evil. It's the whole thing with New World Order. They reckon it's the epicenter of world evil. Because, I'm not even going to give that credit. Sorry, people that believe in Denver Airport being the home of all evil, but I can't go with that. One other theory was Surrey. You know Surrey? Surrey? Are you Surrey? You're not Surrey, are you? The voice in the phone of Apple. You know, the happy Apple woman? It's a woman, isn't it? It's never a man. I'm so worried to not be politically correct, eh? Apparently Siri can predict the apocalypse. Just kind of, because normally you're just saying, are you angry with me, Siri? I don't get angry, Al. I haven't really had fun with Siri, to be honest. I think she's... What I feel with Siri is... I feel Siri doing it. Sorry about that. And I think she's been asked every question. And I bet she's been asked some rude questions. But apparently she... when she was asked what day is July 27th last year... So 2014, she said it was the end of the world. That was the date, was the end of the world. Which, let's be honest with you, Siri, you got it wrong, didn't you? And the poor conspiracy theories. I mean, where do these people, like, where do they, what happens when someone goes, yeah, but it's not really, is it? Because the day goes by, you know? It's like that one that they had, the conspiracy, it wasn't a conspiracy theory, but it was a thing where they, I can't even remember the people, what they were called, the repealers or the returners or something. And they all said that this was the Saturday, 6 o'clock, everybody's going to go up to the sky. And they didn't. But there was no sense of embarrassment, you know? I mean, you do stuff, you say stuff, you believe stuff, you tell people stuff, and then it doesn't happen. I think you've got to feel a bit fucking stupid. And so yeah, Siri. Who's Siri now, eh? Looking a bit stupid, Siri. So there's that one. What's another one? Dinosaurs helped build the pyramids. Now, I mean, if you don't know that, and what I like, it's always somebody getting quoted. It's a priest this time called Vincent Fenech, and he told some newspaper that the dinosaurs were used to help the pyramids. Right, let's move on from that one. No, don't believe that one. Now we're talking. Now we are in. This one is that Jay-Z, you might have heard this one. It's pretty standard, I think. Jay-Z, you know, the rapper. I mean, if I don't know what world you're living on, if you don't know that Jay-Z. But Jay-Z is a time-traveling empire. He's a time-traveling empire. It's amazing. Just this bloody empire travels. No, he's a vampire, apparently. Well, don't laugh. I don't know if you are laughing or if you've turned off, but apparently he is the Illuminati. And he, what it is, I think there's a photo of him from the 1930s. It's not of him. I'm even believing it myself. There's a photo of him. And it looks slightly like him. It's got, you know, a little thing that looks like him. Like I look like the actor Brendan Gleeson. If you look Brendan Gleeson up, Google Brendan Gleeson. That's me. But I'm not Illuminati, am I? So, yeah, he's a vampire, apparently. What We Do in the Shadows was Jay-Z's autobiography, basically. If you haven't seen that, it's a New Zealand film. One of the Concords. I think both of them might be in it, actually. Written by Taika. Brilliant. Brilliant New Zealand filmmaker. Number 9 is The Moon Doesn't Exist. It's just a hologram. So that was good. What I love is it's always people on YouTube. They always do the conspiracy. If you're watching this, watch. The World Trade Center is like the biggest one. And JFK as well. But the moon doesn't exist. I mean, do you think they landed on the moon? I mean, what do you think? I don't know, eh? The earth is hollow. Okay, so if you actually dig deep enough, I suppose, if you go from the North Pole to the South Pole, you can go through, apparently. Amazing, isn't it? Amazing that people believe this shit. Hitler's still alive, of course he is, and Elvis is his babysitter, I believe. The program Saved by the Bell was Illuminati as well. Saddam Hussein, Earth is still flat. Now we're talking, now we're getting into the last few. Now, you know, there's some that they say and you're like, nah, And then there's others when you're like, oh, maybe. Here's one. President Obama can control the weather. Yep. Apparently, he can not just manipulate the weather, he can deliberately manipulate the weather to go away from the White House and like scandal and stuff like that, you know, not from the White House. Yeah, I mean, there's something in a couple of years ago, there was a tornado because of a scandal and he, yeah, anyway. And then the final one, which I would like to bring to your your ears, is the Beatles never existed. That's right. You know, that whole thing, you must have heard that Paul McCartney is dead or something, and there's like, it's not even him, it's when he tours, it's someone else. You must have heard that one, of course. I mean, I went to see Paul McCartney, didn't I, in Tele 2 Arena. I don't know much about the Beatles, but Fifan, I think it was him. But yeah, the Beatles was just actors, really, must have been identical actors, right? And then, like, there's a website they've set up. It's kind of a brilliant website. So go and have a look at that. Just something about Beatles never existed. Because they talk about the, in photos, like the Beatles, they had like different eyebrows, different nose shapes and stuff like that. So if you believe that, I think you should get on board. Do I have any conspiracy theories myself? No, but it does freak me out sometimes, the world. And if I think too much about it, it freaks me out too much. What a beautiful sentence, Al Pitcher. If I think about it too much, it freaks me out too much. Yeah, I think there's, isn't it in America now, like the 1%, there's 1% who are the rich, like the richest 1%, the rich. No, I don't know. So I think there's some kind of controlling thing, but I really don't think Obama guides the weather. I don't think the earth is hollow. And the Beatles, I think they existed, but if they didn't, let it be. So that was it. I hope you like the new outlook. I'd like to try and do 40 minutes. But I wanted to have some kind of little kind of feature every week. So it's like 20 minutes of waffle me goffle. And then like 20 minutes on a subject. Last week, superstitions. This week, conspiracy theories. If you've got a topic which you think, do you know what? If there's one guy that can cover this topic, if there's a dude that can make this happen. It's not him, but let's contact Pitcher. You know, something like books. If you want me to talk about books. Or rabbits. How to save a rabbit after swerving it. I thought that was quite a beautiful story. I had no idea where it was going. But I'll be honest with you. It is going to be an emotional night on Saturday night. Because I've kind of done 2 years of like thinking about this tour, and now it's nearly over. If you are in Skåne, and you really, really want to come, do contact me. I think we've got some student price tickets left. I'm not sure, or just buy a normal price ticket. I'm not in comedy for money. It's nice if you buy a ticket. It's nice that my children can eat at Christmas. I've got a pretty amazing life and things are going great. So if you want to come, just get in touch and we'll sort you out, you know. So that's Wednesday, Lund. Thursday, Helsingborg. Friday, Malmo. Saturday, Kristianstad. And then that's it. That is the end of Nemen. It's all done. This has been episode 14. I'm enjoying it. I still find it weird that it's just me, but I don't want to have any guests. I don't want it to be a normal podcast. I want it to be one person talking to you in your little ear, and where it feels weird and intimate, it always feels nice. It's like the wax in your ear is talking to you. So that's been, I don't know what the hell happened there, but this has been episode 14. Thank you so much. Please tell people that you enjoy it. Please tell them, you know, tag, link it, Facebook it, Snapchat it, MySpace it, Friends Reunited. Just do what you need to do. Don't become Ed Sheeran. Keep it on social media. And thanks a lot. See you next time when I will be tourless, rabbitless, and near Christmas, Lego-less. Puss, puss. Look after yourselves.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.